both situations, really sudden death, unexpected. And I would say that in the efforts we've been making to send both girls home, it's just been the generosity of the Zimbabwean community and also speaks to who these two young women are. But I think that in the bigger picture, this is just really unfortunate and really speaks of, you know, what happens when we go away and when things like this happen.
Mr. Mazingo, what could be your reaction on what she's saying?
Yeah, it's very, very tragic, and we want to convey our condolences to their families and friends. And it brings to the point, really, that in life, there is no more certainty than that at some point we all go, and we never know when we are going. Some go young, some go old, but the key thing is to prepare for such eventualities. You can't continue to burden the society, always trying to raise funds from the community. People need to move forward and try to give the community a better chance to celebrate their lives instead of begging from the same community for the help. It's not only USA. Here in the UK, we have situations like that every time.
So, Chiesa, we understand that you've gone online, but is there any other better way that you could have most probably, you know, taken?
So, you know, I can't say better way because right now this is the way. And we are focusing on sending Nancy and Moline home. And it's unfortunate, as Sir just mentioned, that, you know, when you're young, I'm young as well. You know, just thinking that maybe death is something that's so far away. But I think that in this moment, we really are focusing on what needs to be done immediately. And I think after this experience, this calls for all of us to reflect on the meaning of being away from home and on the meaning of when things like this happen. But I do really appreciate just knowing that there are services like this, that there can be insurance, and maybe it's part of the education. I think it's moments like this as well where we begin to learn what we need to do to prepare. But I would say that right now, this is the way, and this is the way we've been able to do this because of the love and the caringness and the kindness of the Zimbabwean community. And the USAB community, which is a program that has brought at least me and Nancy and some other people who've really been at the center of this. And I think with sudden death as well, we never know. We never know. But I appreciate that. I think this information should be public and this information should be sent out.
Mr. Mazingo, I think you can hear the distress in Jesus' voice. What type of funeral plans do you have for people in the diaspora?
I would say over time, a civilized society crafts some solutions to their problems. Having realized this problem that we are facing in the diaspora, myself being a financial advisor, a banker by profession, we have worked with Zimnat Life to craft a solution, guaranteed acceptance, no medicals on application, no medicals on claim. Every Zimbabwean worldwide can cover themselves up to $20,000. The only exception being people in the SADC region, because of proximity to Zimbabwe, the maximum cover they can take is $5,000. Anyone further afield from the SADC region can cover up to $20,000, which is enough money to repatriate someone from USA, from Australia, from Canada. So the product has been running for the past 3 years, and it's called Diaspora Funeral Cash Plan. DiasporaFuneralCashPlan.com is the website, and it's also on the Facebook. It's a very, very fantastic product meant specifically to help families immediately there is a bereavement. If there's a bereavement in the family, all what is required is proof of death, and within 24 hours, the monies are processed into any bank worldwide. So you may still be in the USA, you may still be in the UK, you may still be in Australia, or you have relocated back to Zimbabwe. You don't lose anything. The cover is a global cover. It's a protection without borders. So the product is now available, and it's a very cheap product for people to cover themselves.
How much can somebody contribute per month? $2, $5, how much?
All the quotations are available on the website, Diaspora Funeral Cash Plan, 24/7. You can generate your quotation. You can do your application there. You can come through the office and or through our WhatsApp numbers, and we can support the application. The good news also is that now in the UK, we do direct debits and standing orders. In the USA, the same thing. Canada, we do the same thing. So in markets where we have a lot of diasporas, we are now offering people to pay locally using their debit card or using their bank account in the diaspora country. And here's an example, going back to your question about the premium. The premiums are affected by two things. One is the amount of cover you choose. Secondly, it's the age of the person you are looking to cover. So if you take, for example, talking about these young students, let's say we take someone who is 25, and they wanted to cover, say, for $10,000, someone who is 25 covering $10,000, the premium is only $18, $18 per month to cover yourself for $10,000. No medicals on application, no medicals on claim. Relocate anywhere in the world, you go with your cover. Your cover is a protection without borders. Let me give you another example. Or the same guy, 25, let's say the 25-year-old is looking to cover for, say, 15,000, which may be the recommended figure for countries like Australia, Canada, and USA. 15,000 would only cost $27 to cover for $15,000.
Ms. Mufunde, can you react to what Mr. Madzingo is saying?
This is a fantastic service, and I appreciate hearing about it now. But like I said, we are in the thick of this, and we would love to send these two girls home. And right now, with the youcaring.com service that we've been using to raise funds, we're going to focus on that right now. But I would love for us to stay in touch with Mr. Madzingo and get that information and send it out to the various Zimbabwean communities, of course, where I am right now, just so that we know about this service. But right now, we are in deep pain. We are shocked. We are still very confused, and we just would like to focus right now on the immediate plans to send these two girls. I mean, I do appreciate the opportunity to get this information, of course, not under the best circumstances.
Yeah, that's very correct, Chaz. I want to focus on getting these girls back home, and it's critical at this point because, like they say, insurance, once it has happened, you can't cover it for any amount of money. This has happened. We need to focus on the girls, get them to give a dig inside, send home, send off with their families back home. What we can do, we also run some news reports on our site, diasporafuneralcashplan.com, so that people, all the clients who have signed up, those who are looking at our site, can also get to help with the funding. I would ask you to kindly send me information about the request and the bereavement to info@diasporafuneralcashplan.com, info@diasporafuneralcashplan.com. And also, while listed on this, I also happen to be involved with the Zimbabwe's biggest online newspaper, newzimbabwe.com. So we can also help you by asking our editorial team to run a report there to help secure funding, the community to help with the donations, so that we send our own people to have a dignified send off and also farewells with their families back home. So we are very happy to help you. If you could send me the information, please, Chaser.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Mazu. I will do that. And I think we have had an article already up on New Zimbabwe and some other news sites, in the case of Nancy at least. But I will send you the details, and we do appreciate for those who can.
Oh, okay.
Ms. Mufunde, you're actually campaigning using the internet. How cumbersome is it?
Given where we are, given the context where we are, this has been the best way to reach friends of our deceased who are, of course, all over the world, in the U.S. and abroad and elsewhere. But at the same time, we also do have, for example, our USA brothers and sisters who are in Zimbabwe, and we do have an EcoCash number for those who are in Zimbabwe and other places who would like to donate via EcoCash, which is a great service. And we have also been able to receive, you know, emails from people who want to send mail a check or in the U.S. or other ways. So I think for those who really would like to contribute, they are finding ways. And I always think that, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, or the other way around. But I think people have been able to get in touch and find the best way to contribute and to support the family, especially during this time.